In this listening exercise, you will hear a media studies student share about how technological advancements have shaped our experiences of television or TV over time. As you listen, complete the notes. Listen to the extract now. We are no strangers to the experience of scrolling through a wide range of shows available on our screens, all ready to be streamed on demand with a single tap. But did you know that back in the 1930s, when television programming first began, there were only one or two channels available? To understand how we have come so far, we need to first understand what television, or TV, is. The TV is essentially a system that converts visual and audio images into electrical signals that can be transmitted to be displayed on different viewers' screens. Today, I will be presenting about how technological advancements over time have enabled a greater volume of signals to be shared at a much faster speed, and how this has drastically changed our TV experiences. In the 1930s, it was television networks that distributed TV shows. These networks would broadcast electric signals over the airwaves, across a group of connected stations, and into people's homes. Hence the name network TV was given to the very first TV programs. Since shows were broadcasted over public airwaves, the different networks had to share limited airtime. The main purpose of television then was to be a source of information for as many people as possible, and shows often covered current affairs or topics that concerned everyone. Today, corporations such as the BBC or CNA still operate television networks that bring the news to the public and keep them updated about the world. In the 1950s, technological advancements changed television, with coaxial cables now available to transmit TV signals. Cable television became available. Companies could privately own these cables to schedule a full day of TV programming for viewers. And viewers could choose to subscribe to the cable TV companies that offered the programs they liked. This facilitated an explosion of TV shows from the 1950s to the 2000s. From HBO and MTV to Animal Planet and to Comedy Central, the wide range of cable companies offered something for everyone. With more platforms available, alternative perspectives to mainstream news could also be aired, with shows such as The Daily Show and The Late Show. Today, the future of cable TV is uncertain, as it faces direct competition from the internet. The internet as we know it today emerged in the 1990s and has revolutionized the media landscape. It is supported by global networks of technological infrastructure, including Ethernet cables, fiber optic cables, and satellite networks. These advancements provide faster transmission of signals, global coverage, and greater capacity to transmit more data, giving us instant access to all kinds of media from all around the world. Our viewing is no longer constrained by fixed television schedules. Streaming services like Netflix and Apple TV let us watch whatever we want, whenever we want. In this way, the media we consume today is highly personal to us. Gone are the days when the latest news and shows we watch is automatically the same as that of our friends and families. This has given us a lot more choice and variety, as well as platforms for alternative voices and opinions to be aired. With this personalized selection of content, what we see and learn about the world through the media today can be drastically different from person to person.